is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
Don and Mike Show.
With an ensemble show, someone is going to be the spark plug. The Don and Mike program.
All right, now, it's always very exciting for us to talk to the great John Madden, especially right before Thanksgiving. We were just talking about John because we don't know where he's at.
Yeah, I mean, for years and years, he would be doing a Thanksgiving game, and now we're not sure whether he's home with his family or what the deal is.
I know it's Monday night in Indianapolis, and I know if he was at home in the Bay Area, that would be a hell of a drive. Let's find out now.
Where in the world?
Here is John Madden. Hi, John.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thanks again. It's always really a pleasure to have you on the show. If you don't mind, our first question, I don't know if you heard, where are you at physically? Are you at home?
No, I did hear, and you were right. It would have been a hell of a drive had I gone from Green Bay to California back to Indianapolis. No, I just came down to Chicago. Anytime I'm in the Midwest, I stay here. So I was in Green Bay on Monday night, came down. I'll stay here in Chicago until Friday. And then I'll go to Indianapolis on Friday.
Now, if you don't mind the personal questions, John, all these years you worked the Thanksgiving game. Since you went to Monday Night Football, you don't. So now, like your family,
did you get a chance? Have you had a Thanksgiving with family?
Do they come up to Chicago to see you? Or
yeah, my wife came to Chicago this year. A couple years ago, my sons and their wives and grandkids came to New York. So it's worked out a couple, and then one time, I had a Oakland San Francisco on Monday night. I had an Oakland San Francisco back to back, so I was home for Thanksgiving. But to be honest with you, you know, it got to be, you know, part of the tradition that every Thanksgiving, I mean, for over 20 years, I was with Pat Summerall, and we were either in Detroit or Dallas, and that was my tradition, and that's what I miss. And when I came over to Monday Night Football, you know, people say, you know, what do you like and what don't you like? And the thing that I didn't like is not doing Thanksgiving Day. That was my tradition, and it was, you know, part of football, part of the season, and kind of, you know, defined a point. Like I always figured you would get in position, you know, as a team, until Thanksgiving, and then from Thanksgiving on, you'd make your run to the playoffs, and teams that were peaking at the end would usually win. I mean, all those things kind of were based around Thanksgiving.
And also, you know, us at home, we would get in a position, in a reclining position,
right,
after eating, and always, you know, with no offense to the guys that do it now, I mean, it's just, it ain't the same.
No, it really isn't the same, because I think it came across, John, how much you did dig that holiday, the whole thing. I mean, both on air and off the air, it was pretty obvious that you and whatever crew was with you at the time had a pretty good day on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and we made it fun. I mean, it was one of those things that, you know, traditionally it's a, you know, family holiday, and you know, we were going to do that, and we enjoyed it, and that was our family, and that was our tradition, and that's the way we went, and it was really a fun time. I mean, Thanksgiving and that game was always the most fun game of
then
the year.
I'm gonna ask you a Thanksgiving question. All your years, 20 years on the road doing the Thanksgiving game, what is the best side dish? And it could be a simple one, or it could be, but I mean, because you always talked about your turkey and you had the many legs coming out of the turkey. Everybody gets a drumstick. What was the best side dish that anybody ever made you aware of or brought to you during your history of doing the football
dressing,
I should say. Dressing. The dressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's, and there was one. I don't mean to beat the turducken thing to death, but in the turducken, they have one that is kind of a Cajun dressing.
Like a jambalaya
dressing. But I think you know, probably anything that has been brought to me as a side dish, that's the best thing.
And I was going to ask you about that. Do you realize that really you should be getting some money from these turducken companies, because Seriously, after you talked about it on TV, I don't know, like 10 years ago when you first talked about it, I mentioned to Buzz. Buzz, say hi to John.
Hi, John. How are you?
Yeah, how you doing?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Buzz used to live in
Thanksgiving.
He used to live in New Orleans. So
right.
I mentioned that you talked about this delicacy. And
right.
I think one year you split it open on the air to show the layers.
You guys do it every year now, right?
Yeah, well, now, here's what it's gotten to, John.
What?
I was able to go through the internet to go to the place in New Orleans, but then I'm in the grocery store yesterday, in the regular grocery store in Harris Teeter. Mm-hmm. And right there by all the butterballs and everything.
They got them?
They've got boxed turduckets.
Oh, wow.
Now,
come a long way.
I don't know if the quality would be as good as one that you get from that place in New Orleans, but I know that you, in some way, you are the father of the turducken.
Yeah.
For America.
Are you honored by that title, John?
Well, yeah, you know, I don't know if I ever told you, the first time I ever ate a turducken, the guy brought it in, and it was a game in New Orleans, and Tom Benson was the owner of the Saints. And a couple of days before, there was a story in the paper that he was going to hire a new coach, and he was going to put together, you know, a group of people that would advise him as to who he should hire. And they asked, well, who are these people? And they said, you know, and he gave a list, and one of them was me. And he'd never talked to me about it, and he'd never mentioned it. So anyway, so I'm in there. I got a turducken. A guy brings a turducken in, so I don't know what it is. So I'm looking. I want to eat it because it smells good.
You bet.
I'm hungry. So I don't have anything. You know, there's no forks or there's nothing. So I just start, to make a long story short, I start eating it with my hands. Now in walks Tom Benson. And Tom Benson is going to come in to talk to me, you know, about being this guy that's going to help him. He'll pick a head coach. So I got the stuff all over my hand, and I have nothing. I don't have a napkin. I don't have anything. So I figure, what the hell? So I just shook hands with him. I got the turducken on me, and I got the turducken on him. And Tom Benson never, ever talked to me about who he should hire as a head coach in New Orleans.
That's great. Don't you find that with the turducken that on the second day, When the various layers in between
right.
have a chance to have that thing that happens in the refrigerator where it moistens and gels and juices together, the second day it's almost better than the first.
Oh yeah, it's like turkey. And I don't profess that you should get a turducken in lieu of a turkey. I think you need both.
Yeah. Right.
I like the turducken, you know, as a side dish, maybe even an appetizer, but I still think you need the traditional turkey. So whenever I've gone turducken, I've never gone in lieu of. I've always gone in addition to.
Well, now you are the king of turducken. You're the king of the video games. What I'm most amazed about that you have not been put into the Pro Football Hall of Fame yet. And I'm not talking about the broadcaster's wing. I'm talking about the regular for being a great coach. And I know that the Veterans Committee has you up there this year. How would you feel? I mean, you're a modest guy, John, but when you were the coach of the Raiders, I mean, geez, I mean, those are some great times. Those are some great games, some great teams. How would you feel about getting in? Do you want it? I mean, do you want
it? Well, you know, I mean, you want it more than anything, but there's nothing you can do about it, so you just learn to live with it. I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, it's been a long time since I coached the Oakland Raiders, and it's a long time that, you know, I could have been voted into the Hall of Fame, and I haven't. So you can't get your hopes up, you know, every year and just be let down. So you just, it's one of those things that you say that if it happens, it'll be great and I'll think about it at the time, but you can't put a lot of thought in it before, believe me. You just drive yourself nuts.
Well,
you do that.
You deserve to be in there, you know it. And two more very quick things that we'll let you go. Do you realize the hysteria that you alone have caused now again? My son, who's going to be 21 very soon, and I like to think that he's a pretty well-rounded kid.
Mm-hmm.
He calls me. He's down at Clemson going to college. He calls me the other night at 2:30 in the morning, and he says, Dad, I need to know if I can use the emergency credit card. And I say, sure, what's the emergency? He says, I have to buy a tent. I say, why do you need a tent? Well, as it turns out, he saved all of his money from working over the summer to buy the new Xbox that came out yesterday.
Xbox 360.
That has your game, which has, I guess, the best graphics of all time. And it was pouring rain. So he did not have enough money to buy both the Xbox and a tent. So we had to call home to ask permission to spend like $24 on a tent. Do you realize that you have had, again, like with the turducken, you've had this effect? This is why these things are flying off the shelves.
Well, that's because people want to play the certain games, and that, you know, the Madden game is huge.
Have you seen the idiots like my son that get in line for 24 hours for this?
Well, you know, like you said, I agree with you. He's a well-rounded kid. This kid's a brilliant kid.
That is great.
Now you're talking.
Anyway, you're the king of that.
And I will ask you, because you mentioned it before, you miss Thanksgiving. What is the best thing now about doing the Monday games as opposed to doing the weekend games that you always used to do?
Every game is big. I mean, you go and, Monday nights, everyone comes out and every game is like a playoff game.
Okay.
You don't get any of those games that just go to 10 or 20% of the country. And the feeling is, I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen here, but the feeling is something big's going to happen.
Okay, and the last thing I'll ask you is about the move to Sunday night next year when you go to NBC. I understand. What did I read? I think I read in whoever the guy that took Rudy's place in USA Today, I read in his column that part of your deal was that you would have a say in, like, some late scheduling, late in the year scheduling of the games. Is there any truth at all to that?
What it is, on Monday night we were always talking about, flexible schedule, because if we get, bad games at the end of the year, there's nothing you can do about it. And we didn't necessarily, say that we ought to have the best game, but we ought to, not have the worst game. I mean, not have a bad game. For like, right. Example, I mean, this year, the final game of the season is the New England Patriots at the New York Jets. I mean, so we have a Jet game in the final game of the season. There's no way they're going to be in it for anything. So, and then we have a, Green Bay at Baltimore. So anyway, to make a long story short, NBC is going to do Sunday night, and then NBC has a flexible schedule, at the end of the season from Thanksgiving on. So we're going to be able to, like, turn a game in that we don't want, if we get one, at the end of the season, through injuries or whatever.
Oh, that's great.
What they thought.
That's neat.
And then turn it in and do it that way.
And for most fans, I think the most important part of this is the fact that you're going to have input into this, correct?
Yeah. I'll have some input into it. Of course, it's going to be Dick Ebersol's call.
Yeah.
And then, the other interesting thing is there's going to be a new company. There's going to be a new package next year that's going to be Thursday night and Saturday night, and starting next year on Thanksgiving, instead of two Thanksgiving Day games, there's going to be three.
You might as well have just told me that I've got another 5 weeks of vacation a year. I mean, that's
you're into that, aren't you?
Oh my God, yes I am.
That is true. Three games on Thanksgiving, that'll be
three
awesome.
On Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that'll start next year. That'll be a new broadcasting deal.
Fantastic. All right, well, you made my day, John. Please have a very great and safe Thanksgiving, and our best to your family. And we love you. It's always great having you on. And
thanks
and,
so much for taking the time to talk to us around
okay,
this time
well,
of year.
Thanks. I always enjoy it. Look forward to it. Don and Mike, my favorites. Thanks for everything.
Have a good holiday, John.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
You too.
Bye-bye. There he goes. The great John Madden.
And if you want a little idea as to the demands on his time, just take note of the phone that was ringing almost constantly through that interview.
True.
He's a busy
great
guy.
Great big fork.
Might have been his banker calling.
Absolutely.
He brings it every time we talk to him. I remember the story about when he was doing it, going to one of his kids' weddings, and he didn't have tuxedo shoes that fit him. Now he brings the story about eating the turducken with his hands.
Great.
I love that. That's fantastic.
Great. Yeah. He likes us.
Yeah.
Let's face it. It's too bad he doesn't own Infinity Broadcasting.
Isn't that a shame?
Maybe someday.
But
why? Wish he was picking our games.
He likes us. So anyway, that's the great John Madden. Really, he did hit me to the, like a lot of people on TV, to that turducken thing.
Yeah.
And then I mentioned it one day on the air, and Buzz said, no, man, down in New Orleans.
I like your genuine reaction to the three games on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
And the game, in fact, there's going to be a Thursday night
and
a Saturday
night
game.
Oh, yes. I made.
Not a big football fan like you are. I kind of like that schedule, too. I like the idea of putting a game on a Thursday night.
That's oh, and idea. Let's, as long as we're doing football here, let's call our crooked commissioner who's vacationing in no man's land, Houston, Texas.
Houston. We love it.
Because we have not gotten to our fantasy football update yet from this past weekend. So we'll cover this very quickly.
Yeah, no John, need to dwell on it.
Except that kicked ass.
Hello?
Hello, John?
What's up?
Are you in Houston?
I am.
John Norman?
Is it snowing down there?
No, unfortunately it's not. It's right. About 80 degrees and it's beautiful.
80. We are expecting... Now, get ready for this, John. We are expecting tonight in the D.C. area the chance that when we wake up tomorrow morning, grassy areas may have some snow on them.
May have 6 to 12 inches of snow on them.
Are they lining up to buy bread and milk?
Yes.
No. Not yet.
And holiday birds.
Not yet, but coming close. Okay, so John, down in Houston... Oh, hometown of Jim Nance. Don't forget to go past the big Jim Nance statue for us.
Guys.
Hey, guys.
That's the big statue of Jim with a microphone in his hands and the saying underneath that says, stay warm.
It's the nude.
It's the nude.
Not funny.
He's throwing a discus.
Johnny.
Way over the line.
Let's get the results from last week's
Dynamite
Fantasy Football League. Here we go.
We had some good games. Mike beat Buzz, not actually one of the good games, 100-53.
Well, it was a good game for me.
Very close.
Yes, click and win.
Click and win. Well, you know, it's really nice to be in the elite of the league.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Bart won over Joe, 126-103.
Right, good for him.
Poor Rob. Kiss of Death.
Yeah.
Got beat by BA, 96-69.
Although many dyslexic people thought it was a tie.
This is true. And then in the game of the week, the Clash of the Titans, thanks to one Mr. Larry Johnson, I got smashed by Don, 147-129.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to thank Larry Johnson as well, but the person I'd like to thank the most is God, who gave me the brain
say... Oh, God, you're going to make me puke.
God who gave me the brain to say 3 weeks ago when Priest Holmes first was hurt, this might be a good free agent pickup for thee.
Yeah, you got it.
Guys, let me just say.
I'm not sure you should be invoking God.
147 freaking points. And if I had had
how many times have you won the money this season?
Four. And if I had had the balls to play Torrey Holt, I would have got to almost 170 points. This
unbelievable.
Week.
Well,
he's a juggernaut, and of course, John Norman, no slouch either, but you were knocked off by Don.
That's yes, right. How's it feel, John? John
has the best record.
John, I know you have the best record, but just let me ask you, because I will never get to ask this. How does it feel to score 129 points and still lose by 20?
That still sucks.
Yeah. All right.
I was looking at there's a power ranking that lists like the top scorers. I still have the top score in the league, but I've also given up more points than anybody. So everybody brings their A game when it comes time to play me.
All right.
You know, effective this week, no matter what I do, I can not only win it, I can't even affect anybody. So if anyone wants to trade for an injured player, call me.
How are the standings looking right now, John?
Great.
In the dumb division. Sitting atop the dumb division, that's me at 8-3. Mike in second place at 7-4.
The elite.
Bart at 6-5, and poor Rob in the basement with 2-9.
Yeah!
Oh, wow.
Yeah!
That really
is. The dumber division,
really does.
To top that all by himself at 7-4.
Well, would you say that again? I believe everybody was running their mouths at that point.
I'm sorry. Atop the dumber division, all alone at 7-4 is Don.
Not all alone with a 7-4 record, though.
Okay, Mike, listen, I'll give you that. You have a 7-4 record as well. I only mention that because you might remember that sweet doughy-headed Joe started the year 4-0.
Yes, he did.
And Joe, for an entire month, would come into the office on a Monday or Tuesday and say to me,
Dance.
Well, Don, this is what it's like to be undefeated. The Westies can't help it, Don. Just am undefeated. I'm unstoppable. Unstoppable. Yeah, Tracy baby. So anyway, what's that ass's record?
He's at 6-5. Still in the running for the playoffs.
6-5. So after a 4-0 start, that means I'm not good at math, but that means he's gone 2-5 the last 7 weeks.
Yeah. Your math is pretty good there.
When do we lock up playoff positions?
We have 3 more regular season weeks, and then the final 2 weeks of the season are playoffs.
I'm feeling pretty good.
I haven't heard my ranking yet.
You can.
BA and Buzz are tied at 4-7.
Ah, very good.
You can go to our website, dynamikewebsite.com, and you can see our lineups and the players that we have and blah, blah, blah.
Yes, blah, blah, blah. A reminder, there is a game tomorrow, so everybody needs to get their lineups in tonight.
Gotcha. All right, Johnny. Well, have a good time in Houston.
All right, guys.
If that's possible.
See you on Monday.
If that's possible.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And our best to everybody at the Jim Nance Gonorrhea Clinic.
Yeah, I will pass that along.
Listen, thank you. Bye, Johnny.
Thank you, guys.
Jim, of course, is not a sufferer. He just... He's just a Samaritan. He helps those who do suffer.
Absolutely. He helps everybody that suffers.
And
he is skillful at both treating it and identifying it.
Guys, it's a painful drip, drip, drip.
And while Let me have a look at that, guys. Yeah, that's another symptom.
And make sure while you're there, John, get a Nance Burger.
Nance.
At the Nance Burger chain.
Nance Burgers. Nancy's. Yes, have a nice little... Have a triple thick shake at Nancy's.
All right, now... Let's just turn this thing back on and see if this thing works again to go back outside to Robert Mailman. Hello, Bobby?
He's inside, Don.
Well, hi, Cameron.
Cameron, are you outside freezing?
It is cold.
Snowing yet?
No, it looks ominous.
Looks ominous. Does it look as ominous as our brand new Free FM logo?
No comment.
No comment. All right, well, we'll get Robert back out there.
Here he is. Hold on.
Okay. Hey, hold on. I got a question for you. Cameron?
Yes, sir. Yes, Don.
Don't call me, sir.
I stopped myself.
Cameron, you're Jewish, right?
We all are.
No, hold on.
I'm circumcised, too.
Hold on. Cameron, you're Jewish, right?
Yes, Don.
Now, do Jews celebrate Thanksgiving?
We do. I'm very excited about tomorrow. It's non-denominational, but you know.
I keep asking Rob, because Rob's the only other Jewish guy that I know.
There are plenty of Jewish pilgrims.
You know colored too.
Now, what, Robert?
You know colored people do.
Yeah, you're goddamn right, I do.
Hey, can you get on the schedule, please? The fire marshal's getting antsy.
Yes, okay.
He's about to burn down the building.
All right, here's the deal. We have to play one more commercial set, and then we will be outside. Robert, what I would like you to do is, because we had to cut you off there so we could get the great White Hope on, Mr. Madden.
The White Dope.
That's right, White Hope. He's the great... Hey, listen, come on.
Madden sucks. Game sucks.
No, listen. John Madden is my... Gosh, I don't know, who can I put? I'm trying to think of a famous black American.
He's your Robert E. Lee?
No, hold on a second. He's not my
He's your Malcolm X.
He's not my Malcolm X.
He's your Martin Luther King.
He's not my Martin Luther King.
He's your Jesse Jackson.
I think he might
be. He's your Sidney Poitier.
He's your Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Cedric the Entertainer.
He's your Cedric the Entertainer. That's a good one.
No, hold on. He's my Louis Farrakhan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible.
John Madden is my Louis Farrakhan.
He's not your Marion Barry?
Don't start that bit.
What's wrong with that, Robert?
Watch your mouth, man. I didn't vote for your ass.
Now, Robert, really, I know you're Robert the Angry Mailman.
I'm going to have to break the Xbox up now during the break because we ain't got all day.
Okay, listen, we got to do a break.
Jesus,
I want to just set this up for our audience.
I can't even comment because you just did a commercial for the a-holes that burned me yesterday.
What?
Now don't start that crap.
Robert, listen.
I stood outside.
Listen, you cannot. They will not allow you
at
to
Murphy
keep.
City.
No, Robert, you can't do that.
I didn't say the name. I said it rhymes with Murphy Mitty.
Okay, fine. If you they are going to dump you out on that.
Why?
Because
why?
We do.
Let's get past this. He just hit me. The program director just hit me.
Well, good. Kick his ass, then. What are you doing? Let a pasty white guy hit you.
I don't beat up Jews.
What, you don't beat up Jews?
I can't afford this suit. He's got a lawyer standing right next to him.
He is in rare form today.
All right, Don.
Yes, Robert.
This is Sabbath Davis Jr., attorney at law.
I don't know what
he's talking
about.
Come on, let's go, fellas.
Okay, all right, we're going to break. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
I'm going to start breaking up the stuff now.
Yeah, just put it in there and we'll set it on fire after the break.
No,
come on.
Start the fire.
Hey,
don't start the fire.
Don't get mad. Don't forget who gave you free teeth. Didn't we give you beautiful new teeth?
Don't go there, Don. Don't go there.
Now, what do you mean, don't go there?
You hold this up my head forever now?
Yes.
If your teeth suck, I'll give them to you.
Yes.
You want your teeth?
Absolutely. Yes.
I'll take them out right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Take them out and burn them.
Take them out. They're out right now.
Yeah, burn them.
You want me to burn my teeth?
Yeah.
Wait until we get outside, though.
I'll burn them.
We'll be out in 9 minutes and 40 seconds.
And I'm going to put them back in black and charcoal.
He is in the rarest form he's ever been in.
I got my teeth out, America. I got my teeth out.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Who knows what the hell's wrong with this guy?
He's angry.
Robert will be out at 9:40. Count on it.
Okay.
Okay. Goodbye. Whew. Jesus Christ.
Let's get this party started. It's going to be fun.
That is one upset, uptight brother.
He is very upset.
I mean, Jesus Christ. This is deeper than his not being able to get the Xbox 360.
No, he's just angry. He's trying to piss off the world. It's holiday deep.
I don't know. Maybe it's holiday his holiday. Deep. It's his holiday demons.
There he is. He's in the window right there.
Okay, Robert, put your teeth back in. Put the teeth back. Put them back in. There you go.
We haven't seen them with them out yet.
No, that's the first time.
Jesus Christ. I see. That's nice. Thank you. Thousands of dollars worth of dental work.
Oh,
and he's now taking them in and out of his mouth. And they're looking like goofy toofies.
I bet he can spit water a mile.
Oh. And he's tap dancing now, too.
Oh,
that's good.
This is the best Thanksgiving ever.
Oh.
All right, get him out of here. And we're going to break, and we'll go outside. Let Robert burn his stuff.
Get him away from the window. Oh, my God.
Christ.
What a day, what a day.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. It's non-denominational. It doesn't really enter into
it's kind of a pilgrim holiday. Great man. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Great man.
Son of God.
So you say. We'll be right. I don't know why I said that.
It's funny.
Has anybody seen the test on that? Has anybody done the checking on that?
We're still waiting to hear. It's all about faith.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Robbie the mailman outside. Come on down to 10800 Main Street, down to Mike World Broadcast Headquarters. We'll be out there with Robert and the fire marshal and everything else when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.